Welcome back to IndyCan Radio. We have on deck Jeff Butler of Ultimate Indy to tell us all about the Western Canadian Music Awards held in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. But first, live at IndyCan, Andre and I are stoked to present Drowning Girl. This is the title song from their record, Bang.
You know your love is like an H-bomb. You blow and raise my heart when you thrust through me. You kick the dust right through this gas cloud. Head rush black, you beat me black and blue. There are stars set in your
Drowning Girl and Boy, welcome to IndyCan.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. You guys sounded awesome there in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, dig it, eh?
I dig it.
Nice tunes. That's a nice way to start off with a bang. Ha ha ha.
No pun intended.
Pun totally intended. I've got a couple of questions about your music videos. You've got a couple of them. One of them is kind of, I'm thinking of tragic romantic. It's to
the
me
animation video.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It has a Monty Python meets Tim Burton kind of feel to it.
Totally.
And like you're in school, that was part of a school project, was it? Or
yeah, it was actually. I had to do this assignment in a visual studies class with a friend of mine from school, and we decided to team up. And he proposed doing a video for the band, but wanted some guidance, so he chose the track "Tragic Romantic." And we came up with this concept, you know, about this little boy, like, having this big crush on a girl, but it turns out that she's a werewolf, so she turns him into a werewolf, and at the end they live a happy werewolf ending.
Which is a very tragic, romantic, comedic kind of thing, right? It fits in.
Presto.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Presto.
I don't know. Bingo?
Bingo. Bingo's good.
Bingo, like bingo. You got it.
Yeah.
And there's also an old school thing going on. Even your other video, just
Which is something with a rope, right? What is it?
Caught by the Rope.
Yeah, Caught by Rope. That's got kind of, you know, you've got the retro microphones, you've got the reel-to-reel tape. I mean, where does this stuff come from?
Well, it's kind of strange for a, you know, sort of a modern song, but I think in our music there's elements of, you know, sort of kind of classic rock sort of things mixed with modern, you know, modern imagery. So here we are, a modern band using old stuff, old guitars, old mics and stuff.
We're very inspired by history and, you know, especially art history, which is David and I are crazy about. That's actually how we got the name.
Speaking of art history or schools, old school, that sort of thing, that was actually done in Hill's old school.
Oh, yeah. That video was shot in my alma mater, my all-girls school.
No kidding,
yeah,
eh? Yeah, sorry we couldn't be there.
I think you guys should should record your next album to tape just to keep it retro.
We would love to. Actually, David and I have been talking about that a lot. We just, you know, it's
nothing,
great.
Nothing wrong with a bit of hiss.
Maybe a hybrid. Well, we love the warm tone that, you know, tape provides.
People that you know, I saw you singing with Ms. Wilcox, and she has a credit on your record. What's the relationship there?
Simon and I co-produced the Bang record that we released, and... And yeah, David actually produced on the new version of Bang as well.
Yeah.
So we did a re-release of that. But yeah, Simon and I are just, you know, good friends. And when I got together, or when I was about to record this project, you know, I wasn't confident doing on my own just yet because I'd never really, although I've, you know, produced a lot of demos, I've never attempted to do a record before. So I approached Simon and she was totally on board and it kind of went from there. And yeah, I've played with her a few times here and there.
So. How do you know Lisa Del Bello?
I met Lisa. She was actually one of the first people I ever wrote a song with when I was 13 or 14 years old. So I actually met her through our manager. And I just really hit it off with her because she's such an amazing person. And I've always loved her stuff, you know. So it was exciting. I had a blast with her.
You're both freaks with the style of music you like. I've seen other interviews, David, where you said, oh, you know, you listen to Radiohead, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But your guitar is as surf rock as it is contemporary. I mean,
sure.
You're all over the board there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, I've been studying a lot of different stuff over the years and a bit sort of schizophrenic in that respect. Just I studied jazz at Humber for a while, but then I realized how much I didn't like it. Probably because I wasn't really any good at it.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, exactly. So I just kind of grew up with rock and roll, and it just felt a little more free, but, you know, take certain elements of that. And the surf stuff is sort of, I don't know, I really liked, you know, Dick Dale and The Ventures when I was a bit younger, try to pick up some of that guitar styles. And, you know, I heard, like, when I was younger, like everyone else, sort of that first track on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, and we all, you know, wanted to play that.
Hey, this is Drowning Girl.
This next song is Dead or Alive on IndieCan.
They never thought you would stoop so low. Kick, fight, scream, you get off and you go. Just
For a long time, and then the song Dead or Alive, which we performed here, was submitted to the
Radio Star competition.
We won the, you know, the kind of local one for the local radio station,
then
went
on
to, yeah, and went to the Nationals and won that, and that was pretty good for exposure, and it was really good in terms of, well, we re-recorded the song, we re-kind of mixed it and all that stuff, and now it's, you know, being played on radio stations. So that gives us, for sure gives us a lot of exposure. In fact, at our last gig, people came who we didn't know, who had heard the song on the radio, said we came because we heard the song on the radio, which is a totally new thing. So
it's great for an indie band like us, you know, who... Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we're doing it all ourselves. We're running our own label. We have help now from EMI for distribution. But, it, you know, up until that point, it was up to us to, you know, service the radio stations and everything. So it's been a definite help with getting people to listen to the band. So.
And are you taking the show on the road?
Yes, we're going to be doing some touring, Canada national tour, every place in between in about probably February. February, March, we'll have more information on that.
In the next coming months.
Yeah, any information about the band you can find on drowninggirl.com, which is our website.
Right. I love, you know, young, naive bands. Let's tour in February in Canada. Yeah.
Hey, we've done it in under, you know, other circumstances, but it's just a timing thing right now. We're actually, you know, we have a plan of attack.
It's better to tour in the winter. You don't compete with all the other summer touring bands.
Well, there's that. And, exactly. And yeah, and we're actually working on a campaign right now called the Save Drowning Girl campaign. Mm. It's a malady that affects us all, including you.
Mm. Oh.
And you.
So yeah. can we go with this a little bit? We'd like to
talk
about these. This is the first time we're talking about this beyond, you know, the doors of our homes.
Mm. Okay.
So homes.
You heard it here first.
That sounds like
Can Radio.
Exactly. That sounds like a daytime soap.
It does.
The doors of our homes.
But anyway, so yeah, this campaign is that, you know, we've created this fictional malady known as Drowning Girl, which affects all human beings alike. And what it is, we got it from actually where we got the name of our band, from the painting Drowning Girl by Roy Lichtenstein. And in the painting, this woman that's drowning is saying, "I don't care. I'd rather sink than call Brad for help." And so that's the whole idea of this malady, that the fact that pride gets in the way of our raw emotions as a humanity. And, our song content is a kind of catharsis in dealing with that, you know, this malady, this fictional malady, this mentality. So,
in order to bring everyone together through using our music to save drowning girls. So, you know, you could say everyone's affected by Drowning Girl.
And we're not trying to save the world. We're just trying to, you know, it's like you're not alone.
One life at a time.
Yes.
It's one life at a time. And it's,
operators,
you know, it's just
are standing by.
We'll save you guys
first.
A fun
way to get everyone involved. But yeah, so we're launching the campaign and going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for it.
If I were you guys, I would get in bed with some biologists and scientists and actually create something and unleash it in the
subway
system.
Sounds like a video.
I like getting in bed with lots of things.
You guys would be the
only
remedy.
There's a Wolverine story online that's kind of weird, but let's just not
Wolverine's
go.
Interesting. Story. Because Hill.
I was joking.
I know.
I think he's sexy, but I'm
just the comic book Wolverine?
Yes, the comic book. The Yellow Span. No, Hugh Jackman.
Whatever you know, Xavier is going to know what's going on. Okay.
So we're going to save the world one life at a time. You're going
absolutely.
On the road.
So
and
keep an eye out for it. You know, we're actually heading out with some invasions within our city streets.
Nice.
And we're offering a free download on our website if you register with the message board. So
fabulous.
If you liked what you heard.
We did.
Catch the World on Fire.
You can get a free track on our website.
DrowningGirl.com.
Okay. Okay, IndieCan listeners, go say hi.
That's awesome.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, IndieCan.
Just keep up the good work. Let's talk about the song we're going to close with, because it's kind of atypical. So, what do you want to say about... is it Doctor Doctor?
Is it the cowpunky one?
Yeah.
Yes, Doctor Doctor. I don't know how to... I've never talked about this one. It's crazy.
Well, I think you had a bit of a Johnny Cash phase.
I went through a bit of a Johnny Cash phase, a dark phase, if you will, and... going through the Drowning Girl syndrome, if you
the
will.
The Drowning Girl in Black.
I was suffering from Drowning Girl. Well, I still am, but it was a really bad period. And, I had this riff in my head forever, and I kept singing this melody over top of it, and it was one of those songs that were written in, like, 2 seconds. Just kind of, and I laid it down with acoustic guitar, and we just, you know, it was obvious what we were going to do with it with the full band. Just this kind of really obscure alternative country kind of tune.
Those are usually the best ones.
Yeah, I've seen it live, and it's a head turner. It really is. You know, even to an industry crowd, right? It gets them, you know, putting their cocktails down and listening. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And it's like 2 minutes long, so it's really, really fast, and then it just ends.
Yeah.
We put it in there when people are...
Okay, well, let's knock their brains out with it and come back and see us again sometime.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks. Hey, this is David from Drowning Girl, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Woo! Someone call out the doctor. I'm feeling faint and not so hot. That bullet of words went through my ulcer. Doctor, doctor, I've been shot. So you say that you don't mean it, but you say what you don't know, because you say the thing that I can't seem to love you like the way that I ought to. The shockers, I flatline, my body's chill. That bastard was a shy talker. Doctor, doctor, I've been chill. So you say that you don't mean it, but you say what you don't know, because you say the thing that I can't seem to love you like the way that shot the gun won't see you for a while. And I'm losing old black, it's going out of style. I try my best move, but all you do is taunt. And losing hope is freedom, and it's freedom that I want. Oh, so you say that you don't mean it, but you say what you don't know, because you say we'll be right back.
up on me. So you're planning deceiving. I know, Virginia Symphony.
Let it exhale for a minute. Half-empty bent in a broken glass, usually lifted, skipping class. Synchro massive minutes past, rising rates and smoking hash. Hey, you decay by design, I'll reconsider. Remind me why I should be redirecting your desires again.
A digital average, a cat from a scan. Your paper cuts, roll your mind again. I'm the left for the taken, for the taken.
Must be for power, the same kind that lost them all in the towers. Let them folk nobody spoke to down there on a bag in time.
I just throw me out.
I'm throwing slugs, I'm cast aside. They say they
just throw us down.
While you sit there on your throne,
and I'm now sleeping down the high.
We in the midst of an entire society being in drones.
Run through the fire and run through the walls. And shots ringing out in the house grounds. You never see it coming, but it's not our fault. Just leaving. So you're playing.
Jennifer, please pick up the phone. Jenny, I don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, wait, he's a good guy. Jenny, I don't know why I even tried. Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jenny, I wanna be the one who holds you. Jennifer, wait, he's on my team. Jenny, I know you know what I mean. Jennifer, call me on the phone. Jenny, I don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, wait. He's a good guy, Jenny. I don't know why I even try. Why do I even? Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone. Jennifer, I just wanna be with you. Jennifer, we can start something new. Jennifer, I'm so in love. Jenny, you came from up above. Jennifer, wait, I'm out of luck. Jenny, I just want to maybe. Jennifer, call me on the phone. Jenny, I don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, wait, he's on my team. Jenny, I know you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone.
belonging to
Jen
is full.
Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't want to be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah. Pick up your phone. Jennifer, I just want to be with you. Jennifer, we can start something new. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah. 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 Pick up your phone.
Don't like living in a dirty town, don't like living in a dirty town. I don't like living in a dirty town, cause a dirty town gets me down. I saved up and I bought some land, cause I can't stand living in a dirty town. Yeah, I pinch my pennies and I put them down, and I wash my hands on the dirty town. Plant my seeds in the ground, yeah, I put them down in my new brown land. Cause you can't plant seeds in a dirty town, no you can't plant seeds in a dirty town. I chop in firewood, chop in firewood, chop, chop, chop. Just like a country boy should be chopping wood.
Hot country!
My kin sticks are the perfect little wood.
Kin lipsticks!
Get gone from a dirty town, get gone from a dirty town. Everybody now!
Get gone from a dirty town, get gone from a dirty town.
All I need is a chicken wire and a chicken feed. And all I see is a newfound land fertility.
Yeah! My lady friend, oh, she don't need to pretend.
She country!
Cracks the crack of dawn with her cracking whip.
Crack a teeth.
We having fun just making little chillin'.
Chillin'.
Get gone from a dirty town. 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 From a dirty town.
For those of you who don't already know, that was Mother Mother. If that's new to you for any reason, you might want to check our archives at www.indycan.com. Episode 50 featured Mother Mother. They're live at IndyCan, just like Drowning Girl was today. So check that out if you haven't already. Before that, we had a preview to the Canadian Organization of College Activities event, which is happening in Bordertown, Windsor. This weekend, actually, IndyCan is heading there, and there's a number of bands playing. Drowning Girl will be there. We also heard from I Know Karate, kind of the host Windsor band that will also be performing for all of these college activity organizing types. And we heard from Hello Beautiful, who, if you've been reading up on the IndyCan site, were the grand prize winners at Toronto Indie Week, or Indie Week Toronto, in October. And congratulations to them. Well-deserved. And we heard from them as well. They will be there, and I'm sure people are going to love that too. Now, there's a couple more things coming up. John Adams, who I had a chance to see, and everyone should take the time to see this guy. He's a great performer. I have an interview with him about his album, Perfect Flaw. And also, Next up is my interview with Jeff Butler. He's going to talk to us about the Western Canadian Music Awards and what to expect from the new all-Canadian, all-independent or indie label music station coming up. So to get us in the mood for that, one of the nominees for the Western Canadian Music Awards held in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, I love saying Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, was Barney Bentall. And this is from his True North record, Gift Horse. Enjoy.
Dream of a day a million miles away. Of a day I'm caught in a night, a dark moonless night. Dream of a day. Forget what I said, the guy behind that foolishness is dead. Left for dying on a twisted trail. Forget what I said. I took a trip high on the Arctic plain, staring at the window across the bleak terrain. Saw solitary footprints weaving through the snow. Somebody was out there looking for a place to go. Forget what I said, the guy behind that foolishness is dead. Left for dying on a twisted trail. No chance in the world to take it back. Take it back and try and start anew. Try and figure out what I should do. Forget what I said.
Jeff Butler here from Ultimate Indie TV, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So, Jeff, I went east, you went west. While I was at Halifax Pop Explosion, the Western Canadian Music Awards were happening in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, right?
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. That's
and
exactly
we could joke over who got the short straw and who went where, but I had a great time. How was Moose Jaw?
I was really impressed with Moose Jaw. I wasn't expecting to be going to Paris, France, so... But it's terrific. There were six great locations there that had music every night. The town looks fantastic. In 1910 or something, there was a big fire there, and they said no more wooden buildings. So the main street has all these fantastic brick buildings. There's a fantastic theater there, the Mae Wilson Theater. There's a new Zion United Church that is just spectacular.
That's
architecture.
Like a huge organ, right?
Huge organ. I think it's got 48 pipes in it. It's a story and a half tall. There's the Park Hotel. It's like a really nice looking town. It was great.
Now, it's no coincidence. The Junos were there, the Geminis. How did Saskatchewan become the center of the entertainment universe?
Not a coincidence at all. A guy named J.P. Elson, who is a lawyer in Regina, and I believe used to be president of the Western Canadian Music Alliance, was down in South by Southwest in Austin 3 years ago, and he was sitting with a bunch of people from the Manitoba music industry, Maria, and they were talking about what a great job Austin had done and how, you know, it's the center of indie music in the U.S. and all these people pour in. And they started talking, how can we do this in, I assume they were talking about one town or one city in Saskatchewan, in Regina, and talking. And apparently JP's wife, Troy, said, you guys think small. Why don't you think about the whole province? So JP cooked up this idea to say in 2007, let's get all the major Canadian award shows here in Saskatchewan, which would be great for our province and great for all our entertainment industries. And went to the premiere, and the government backed it. So this year they've had the Western Canadian Music Awards, the Geminis just last Sunday, the Junos, there's another one I can't remember, but yeah, they've had a good year.
Yeah, some TV thing or...
That was the Geminis,
the Country Music
and,
Awards.
You're right, Canadian Country Music Awards, thank you.
Yeah.
So that was the other one.
Yeah, and the venues were great. Let's talk about the bands. What were the, buzz bands there?
There's a great band from Winnipeg called Inward Eye that I saw 2 years ago at Canadian Music Week, and I've checked their website sort of every 6 months going, what's going to happen with these guys? I'm old enough that my brother saw The Who at Toronto's Masonic Temple in 1965 and came home and told me about this band where a guy throws his guitar and smashes it at the end. And I thought, finally, I'm like my brother. I've discovered it. These guys, they were like 16, 17, 18 at the time. I thought, I've just seen the beginning of The Who. They're fantastic. So a couple of years down the line, they're playing at the Western Canadian Music Awards, Inward Eye. Absolutely, just a fantastic live band.
Now, they have some high-powered help, don't they?
Glenn, their manager, and I'm sorry his last name escapes me right now, who I met there, used to be in Harlequin, so he's managing them. And also, I don't have all my notes with me to remember his management company.
Yeah.
These guys, I mean, the guy's got all the windmills and his own guitar moves and great player, and the drummer is just astonishing. I mean, he can hit the snare drum with his drumstick, let go of it, it'll fly up in the air, do three twirls, and he'll pick it up on the beat and, you know, smash the tom with it.
That
unbelievable.
Sounds like a show. We were talking about that earlier, how there's some great songwriters, great musicians that just don't even think about bringing a show, but this sounds like it's a show.
Oh, these guys totally have the show. The three brothers. So I guess they've been working out in the basement for I don't know how long. So no, when they got on stage, and you've been there before when you see the band sort of tuning up beforehand, you could see these guys just before they went on going, okay, yeah, it's showtime.
Yeah,
and they went on and
let's bring our A game, and they did.
And they did it. Yeah, it's great.
Well, that sounds cool. Tell us a little bit about Indie TV, because I'm very excited about this. What's coming down the pipe?
Well, what's coming down the pipe is a TV channel available on digital television, which is going to be all Canadian independent music. So we have a license from the CRTC that we got in January, and now talking to carriers, so hopefully it'll be available in wherever the listeners are, in your place soon. And it will be all Canadian independent music. It will be everything from like right across the country, so it'll cover everything. We've got the country broken into 20 different regions, which we're going to be visiting twice a year and doing shows there, doing live shows, and then taping those and putting them on the channel. And it will be all different genres of music, everything from Aboriginal, you know, world, pop, rock, jazz, like, whatever.
So will it be like one channel services all of these genres, or you'll have you can tune in if you want to listen to rock and punk, or if you want roots and singer-songwriter, you can tune in somewhere else, or how will that come?
Well, on the in 2007, it's not just a television channel that the people want to see.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're looking at video on other platforms as well.
I heard something about the worldwide something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah, that interweb thing.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to catch on. So that'll be a key component of it. So there will be television, internet, and mobile. So on television, there will. Well, it would be broken into sort of shows by genre or shows by region. And, of course, we'll do foreground programming as well of, you know, up close and personals. And you know, one of the things we want to do is get a couple of acts to take video cameras on them with them as they go along the road. And we'll have, you know, them
do chronicles of their road stories.
So there'll be, you know, lots of upfront, what they call in television, upfront programming as well as the videos. But to answer your question about, so if you want to see the top 10 punk videos or the top 10 punk acts in Canada, on the website you'll be able to just say, okay, show me those top 10 punk ones.
Right.
Or you'll say, show me the top 10 acts from Halifax, or, you know, top 10 from Moose Jaw. So the web gives you the ability to do that in a personalized way. And then we obviously take that learning and put that on the television that's nationwide.
So you can have passive watching, just turn on the TV and see what's there, or you can be as proactive and on demand as you want to be.
Oh, on the internet, you'll be able to be more proactive than that. You can build your own radio station.
Oh.
So you can say, you know, I like that song, add that to my playlist, add that to my playlist. And you'll also be able to phone up, and if you want to put in commentary in between the songs, you can do that, and you can send the link to your friends, or you can do whatever. So yeah,
great.
So it's, well, your radio and your TV.
I think everybody should be broadcasting. I mean, we have the technology.
We're getting there.
If you got something to say, you know, there's nothing holding you back, you know, other than a life.
That's right. Yeah, time. No, but I think that's going to be great in terms of people being able to discover acts from across Canada. You know, I've been, you know, we were chatting earlier, Joe, but I was at the East Coast Music Awards in February and the West Coast Music Awards and at New Music West and North by Northeast and Canadian Music Week. And yeah, it's too bad that the people in Halifax, where they have that fantastic music scene, don't know about the people in Winnipeg that have an equally fantastic music scene. And so, you know, we think that the idea of being able to build your own station, go to the internet, and also watch the television channel, is going to spread the word across the country of just how much talent there is here.
And so we have to wait for the TV. What about the internet? Is there anything going on there yet?
There's a website now. It doesn't have all the things that we'd like to have in it. You can't build your radio station just
not yet.
Not yet. But certainly you can go there and, you know, listen to songs from. There's about 75 acts from across Canada, and there's probably 50 of them have videos up And yeah, you can go and take a look at it, but that's just the beginning of it.
So for artists that are listening, it's as easy as any of these other sites.
It's easier than the other sites because there's no coding required.
Okay, great.
You just click on I want to register here, put in your act information, and upload your MP3s or video files, and that's it. It's all a standard background. It's all Yeah. All done.
And let me get this right. I just want to hear it from you again. You're going to have a music TV show about music.
Yeah, it's going to be a music... No, no, not a music TV show. A music TV channel.
Right, about music.
With music, yeah. Yeah. So, sometimes I...
It's an idea whose time has come.
I'm sure I'm allowed to mention some other people, but yeah, I often say it'll be like MTV. It'll be like Much Music, except it will have music.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, great work, and keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely.
Any news, we want to hear it first here, okay?
You will be the first ones to know.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Good luck with that, Jeff.
Hi, this is John Adams, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
You're from, you're a Blue Noser, aren't you?
I am, from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I'm going to Halifax Pop Explosion. I'm almost ashamed to say for the first time ever,
oh, yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's great music in Halifax. Is that Halifax, I suppose?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, it's a great city.
Yeah, and you grew up on music there, did you? Or how old were you when you...
Well, I grew up in Truro, which is about 45 minutes from Halifax.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I didn't actually start playing guitar until I was 15, which I think is a little bit late to do it if you're going to be serious about it. But
yeah,
it was like a revelation.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing I'd ever experienced, so I spent a lot of time with that.
Yeah.
And played in terrible... noisy garage bands and stuff almost right away, and just kind of kept doing that throughout high school and afterwards, and eventually moved out here and kept doing the same thing.
Now, is it coincidence that you moved here, or just because of the restrictions or limitations of small town?
I moved there with a friend, another musician friend, and it was a decision, like, you know, if we want to make a living in music, we got to go where the business is best in Canada, and that happened to be Toronto. And I love Toronto a lot. I just love the fact there's always big possibilities, you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow could hold almost anything, you know.
Now, in terms of doing covers, I mean, what's your motivation there?
Oh man, I don't know. I like it when bands do covers, you know. But like, I think covers are great when they fit into what you're doing very well. Or you do something really fresh with them, you know.
Yeah, an interesting arrangement. Like you took a dance club song.
Yeah, Dead or Alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Spin Me Around, yeah.
And just totally rocked it up, right?
Yeah, I've always loved that song.
Yeah.
And it's funny, when we went to do that song, I had in my head, we're going to do that song. That's going to be killer. And I listened to it, and it's amazing how my recollection of it was so different. Like,
yeah.
You know... 5-10 years ago, it had a completely like rock and roll feeling to me, and it felt very tame. And listening to it again, because I hadn't listened to it in a long time. But,
yeah.
So we kind of did our own thing, but yeah, it's such a great song. Like, it just shows that a great song is a great song. You know, it gets arranged in different ways in different eras, but that essence of that wonderful song is always there.
Now, do you feel that shows another side of your personality to the audience and the types of songs you choose?
Yeah, well, I think that the exciting thing about music, you know, in making music and performing music is that you create a connection with people, and that's exciting. Like, it's unifying, and it just feels wonderful to express yourself to a group of people and have them embrace that. It's not something you can do in everyday life, generally speaking, and so when you're getting started, a cover tune can be a great point of familiarity to kind of unite you, and so yeah, there's a number of reasons I do it, you know, just out of respect for the songs that I grew up on and loved, and the artists that I have respect for, and just to have a lot of fun with the crowd.
Right, I mean, Led Zeppelin did cover songs as a tribute to the people that, you know, inspired them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like you, I like to see it too, because I'm curious the songs they select, mm-hmm. and there's just a lot of different ways to arrange a great song, right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, like I said earlier, you have an enthusiasm for music, period. You know, your music, other people's music, it comes across in your performance. Pick a song off of this recording, mm-hmm. and give us the backstory to it, and we'll play it.
All right. The song in there, Desperately Beautiful, which is about really about my wife, and when we got married, she started to have horrible sleeping issues, and it was very bizarre and very misunderstood. It's not something people understand very well. So you fall into a category of highly misunderstood and not wanting to share this with many people because it's constantly misunderstood. People kind of say, well, it's all in your head, or you have mental issues or whatever. And, you know, you've got friends telling you that, and it really secludes you and is not a good thing. And so there was an enormous amount of frustration around that. And I don't even know what it was like for her. You know, she would go literally three nights and sleep a couple hours.
Yeah.
It was torture for me, and I was, you know, not going through that. It was torture for me to kind of, you know, wake up at night and she's dealing with this. And
It's sometimes harder. You'd rather go through it yourself.
Exactly,
than,
yeah.
You know.
There's a long list record kind of about the first few years of our marriage and the kind of very difficult time we went through with her health. And, yeah, that song is about being misunderstood. That song is about just being desperate for answers. And, yeah, so that song is powerful for me. And, yeah, I don't think many people can relate to something like insomnia, but I think people can relate to seclusion and feeling helpless in a situation. And I think that's what makes that a song that people are going to relate to.
I'm glad you picked that one. It on your website, it comes up first, right? And it's got some interesting imagery, and it put question marks in my head. And I'm looking forward to hearing it again.
Yeah, it's always interesting to listen to a song after you heard an explanation of what it's about.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it gives you a different way of looking at it. Well, thanks. Great show tonight. And,
officials at City Hall are issuing a code red for residents of the Halifax area this weekend. Firefighters were able to contain a blaze at a warehouse in the South End today. No one was hurt. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause. Arson is suspected.
Now the forecast for HRM. On Tuesday, you can expect citywide fires. Wednesday, calls for mass hysteria. And on Thursday, everyone is dead.
Did that just get weird or what? That was Miles Deck and the Fuzz with the song Halifax is Burning. That's from Here to There Records. It's been kind of a From Here to There show. Next week, we're going to be all about Halifax Pop Explosion, and it's going to take us a couple weeks to get through all of the material we have for you there. But looking forward to that. Anyway, one last tune. We're going out with another band that's going to be at the COCA conference in Windsor, Tin Bangs. Again, if you're hearing them for the first time, episode 15, if you want to check our archives at www.indycan.com. Love these guys. I know they got some new material. I'm looking forward to hearing it in Windsor. Tin Bangs, everybody. See you next week.
This is Tin Bangs from Toronto, Canada, officially thanking IndyCan for the time in Redline Studios in Toronto, Canada. Here's to you. You got a great thing going. This is Shake off our debut EP, Heavy Handed Darling.
No way! I say moderation, you say no way! show.